Hello.
Happy Thursday. I'd say good morning, but probably not. It's not too many people's mornings anymore.
Hello, good morning.
It's a good morning for you, Alexis.
Welcome is the day. Good morning.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Paul, are you? You do not have a conflict.
No, not anymore. I'm happy to join. It's great to be here.
What is the full tri council complement is like 31 people? 29 people? Is it 11, 9, and 9? What does anyone know off the top of their head?
PC's 11.
More than that, yeah. And there are some non-council folks here too.
I thought it was 11, 11, 11.
Was it 11, 11, 11? CC used to be 13 and went to 11. Is that
Or was it 15 to 13?
right? Wow. We reached a stage of maturity in human terms, it's called forgetfulness. Well,
Let's try to stick with prime numbers to keep it easy.
don't we give it 1 or 2 more minutes and then we can start. Looks like people are still joining. Hey, Caitlin.
Testing audio.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, there was several thumbs up, Caitlin, which is probably not the best audio test.
We've got some roof work going on, and it's like the soundtrack from Dune, but I think that Zoom screens it out. So thank you.
Well, it's 7:05. We have 30 in California. 7:05 past the hour, and 35 people. It seems like we probably are ready to go. Caitlin, Jeremy, this is your time slot. Would you like to kick us off?
Certainly. Tom, thanks for sharing the agenda. Jeremy, do you want to start off with a little note about community development?
Yeah, I can do that. And Caitlin is kindly advancing my spot on the agenda because I have to jet probably early. So, I was going to give an update about one of the aspects of the PC highlights, though this particular thing does seem to spill out past the bounds of the PC specifically, and that is the working group that we have on community-driven development. A lot of the focus that we've been doing in that group, though recently we've been on hiatus and not been available for the last couple of weeks, but we should be getting back to things soon. But a lot of our focus has been on talking through the issues related to community-driven development, but then also addressing the fact that there's a lot of different kind of ideas floating around the community at large about community development and trying to bring those ideas together into one conversation. But we were fortunate enough to have some time with the CC recently to present on some of these things. So just real quick, I'll just kind of hit the major models that seem to be kind of in the offing when it comes to community development. One is the Folio Blueprint, advanced by Tom Kramer, and it focuses on expanding revenue streams. Your document, Tom, it also highlights something that's kind of a theme across all of the community-driven development concepts, and that is just that AWS costs are exceeding membership revenue, and that really seems to kind of hobble any efforts to free up resources to do something like community-driven development. So it's definitely an important thing to take into account in this conversation. Another model is advanced by Mike Burrell at Index Data. It's the contributor network. It's probably the broadest and in a lot of ways the most well-fleshed out of the different models that are out there. And it focuses on the creation of a marketplace. And like Tom's model, the need for multiple revenue streams. It does account for pooled funding for development. And most notably or most distinctive about Mike's model is how directly and systematically addresses the question of maintenance. He proposes the idea of quantifying a kind of a maintenance score for modules in order to plan and account for the maintenance costs for modules. And then finally, something that kind of emerges from internal to the community-driven development group is this concept of a DIP or a DIP, which is Development Initiative Proposal, which is a seven-step proposal that is probably the most scoped or narrow of the proposals that are out there. And it really is just focused on providing a governance mechanism for allowing pooled funding for discrete development projects. And I think the general consensus was that a good idea for next steps is probably to pick some pilot development projects to run through some of these models and see what we think about them. And I think that is my update on community-driven development.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. I know this is something that people have been waiting for a long time, and it's really exciting to see some movement on it. I am
Can I add one thing that I forgot to mention?
No.
There will be oh
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
there will be a WolfCon presentation on this topic. So if people are interested in kind of having a face-to-face conversation about this, that would be something that you could attend. We will most likely try to just use that time to, take advantage of the fact that you can kind of have a more natural, quick conversation with a large group of people in that setting. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And it's going to be a fun WolfCon. I think we're setting up a lot of stuff today that are definitely going to be big topics there. I'm adding a link to the community, or sorry, to the PC homepage as we speak. So here we go. We want to make sure to keep it brief for you today so that we have time to cover some of these other topics. But wanted to take a moment to make sure you're aware of two other things that are kind of emerging, one big one and tiny one, on the PC horizon. The first is this community priorities dashboard. This is an effort that we got started back in April, kind of building off of some of the goals that we established in our shoulder meeting after WolfCon last year. The idea here is to have a way for SIGs to surface their highest priority needs. It's pretty simple. It pairs really nicely with roadmap work that's been done in the past. The difference here is we're just surfacing specific features that are highest priority to the SIGs. We're finding that this is creating some transparency where SIGs can see what other SIGs are prioritizing. We also eventually want to get to the place that as the PC, we really understand the community's highest priority needs and can help identify gaps or trends. And eventually, we'd like to start seeing if there's a way we can kind of facilitate connection of resources in areas that are high priority. So our reach goal would be eventually to have, in addition to the community dashboard, a single rank PC priorities list. We're not quite there yet. But we are making a lot of progress with this community dashboard and learning a lot. So here it is. I'll drop this link in the chat too. Are you able to see my screen right now?
No.
No. No.
Guys, I'm having a day. Let's try again.
Here it comes.
So the points that I just talked about in terms of goals are here on the top of the dashboard. This won't live here forever, but for right now, as we're kind of still working it out, we're taking notes here, and you can find information about the dashboard, what we're doing with it. And in chat, share the link, which is also in the agenda, so you can follow along with me. So the idea here is pretty simple. Probably about twice annually, hopefully maybe synced up with the release cycles a little bit. The PC is going to do a call to SIGs to tell us your top five. And they do that by just pasting them directly here. A lot of you may have already been part of our kind of pilot effort here. So you can see SIGs are listed here in this column, and each of their priorities is listed across the top. We've already learned a lot from this. There were some things that multiple SIGs raised. Certainly, sorting items seems to be something that's high priority to the community right now. There were also things that we kind of maybe expected to see and didn't see represented. So there's definitely a lot of room for us to start a conversation here. And I think it's going to be a really interesting jumping off point. We want to keep our scope confined to Folio features and integration. There were a couple that were kind of related to Folio, but not Folio itself. And we are going to be relying heavily on UX prod for this. So in future, I think we'll be helping SIGs that don't have features in UX prod see what the barriers to that are and getting them in there. I chatted with the product owners a little bit yesterday, and we talked about things we could do to even make this easier in UX prod. You can see and kind of review this for yourself here. And just kind of a reminder of where we are in this initial project. We had the SIGs state their priorities. We've reviewed top fives. We drafted this prototype dashboard. We've been refining it, and kind of work has slowed down over the summer. But now, certainly not the June meeting, but we're doing a little bit more outreach and making sure people are aware of this effort, with the goal of finalizing and distributing it before WolfCon, so that people can talk about it. Any questions about this?
Yeah, Caitlin, thanks for this cogent presentation. Is there any planned cadence for refreshing this these priorities?
We're going to be doing this iteratively, but I think right now we've sort of tentatively, I've heard people suggest both quarterly and twice a year synced with the release. So I think that what I'd like to do is talk about this at WolfCon and kind of see how people respond to it and what it raises. We really are learning a lot from these conversations, and then set kind of intentionally sets some goals for future iterations and how we're going to proceed.
Great, thank you.
All right, one smaller thing that I wanted to make you guys aware of is one thing that we hear a lot, I think in PC, out of PC, is there are a lot of meetings happening across the Folio community. Sometimes it's hard to know what all is happening on any given day and how to connect. And there is a feature in Jira that can be kind of a handy tool for us here. So this is kind of a soft launch of something that we're going to be talking about more in future months, but that is having a standing meetings list. There's a, oh great, now my content's not showing. All right, I broke something in my list while I was prepping for the meeting. But what I want people to know is that there is a feature within Jira that makes it really easy to report on little blocks of text or little tables like this on individual, or sorry, I'm saying Jira. There's a feature in Confluence that makes it easy to report on designated tables like this within pages. So what we'll be doing is letting SIGs know what metadata they need to include on their meeting page for it to appear on a standard report that will be available to people across the community. So the goal here is that it's completely opt-in, but if you, as a SIG, or you have a standing meeting that you would like people to know about when it's happening, what your Slack channel is, I think upcoming meetings is probably a reach goal, but if that's something that you have identified, you have meeting topics lined up and you want to share with people, there would be a single place to share it so people can find out about what meetings are going on at any given time. And I'm going to stop there. And I'll see if I can fix my report here. And I'll pop the link in the chat when it's working correctly so you can see what it looks like. All right, so that's it from PC. Quick update from us.
And to loop back around, then I think looking at the agenda, it makes a lot of sense for Tom and Paul to give their updates from the CC.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, Caitlin. That's a great overview. As the Tri-Council chairs talked about this, what we really wanted to do, especially with the changeover in the fiscal year for many of us and in the council elections, is just to surface what was going on for some mutual awareness, which would help set things up for WolfCon. And I think we're already seeing that beginning to happen. Paul, would you like to? Jeremy, it turns out, gave a great intro for I think all three of the priorities that are at the top of the Community Council's priority list. Would you like me to give an overview, or would you like to do one?
Me or Jeremy? Sorry.
No, you, Paul. I think Jeremy is already, I gave the intro. I'm sorry. We didn't rehearse this. This is off the fly.
Yeah.
We did do an agenda, but no rehearsal.
Yeah, I can start with some points and then I will hand over to you. For us, it was a very interesting start as co-chairs for the community council, and we are developing some ideas of how to get into a new governance model or get things done in a better way for us all. And that's why we started to explore our core problems we are heading in at the moment. And for now, we have made a first draft. Maybe I share it. Take a moment. And for us, it was a very helpful discussion we had in the last two meetings of the community council about our common understanding of the current state of the FOYU community and how to implement some ideas we have on the table at WIFCON in September. We will discuss further details about how to explore some solutions we are having discussed in the community council, also last meeting. And our first draft, I don't know how to get how detailed I should get into it, but at the moment, our first draft was this one you are seeing right now. The common understanding of what are solutions we should explore are firsthand to increase the number of FOYU members and contributors from FOYU members by organizations and compelling campaign outline expectations and benefits and enable hosted customers to pass memberships through their service providers, and also to create what Jeremy was telling, a software development marketplace to allow institutions to pool funding on agreed priorities. And you can see there are some comments about that, and we are getting closer to a common understanding of how to proceed here. And we are discussing how to implement something that we can deal with the raised efforts we are having for maintenance and also for the new ideas that are coming up for new development pieces into FOYU and how to found that. And maybe, Tom, you want to add something here?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Uh-oh, I'm frozen.
Yeah, you are.
So this Jeremy gave a great introduction to presentations on each of the three models that he described earlier. The next step in that phase was, as Paul was sharing the working copy for everyone who attended the meeting to provide reactions on the top three problems as well as top three potential solutions to explore. And then we distilled those into a fairly, we think, pithy set of problem statements and opportunities for solutions. So as Paul was highlighting, the how we collaborative resource software development, which was the main theme of the three presentations, is probably the top topic right now. But the complement to that is how can we increase FOLIO membership to free up resources? Or to generate more resources that can be invested centrally by the organization. And is the line items contribution model, which was something that spun out of the FOLIO Summit that helped happen in Washington, D.C. earlier this year, where hosted service providers might work with their customers to take additional funding above and beyond their existing contracts and solicit contributions to the FOLIO Central organization to offset things like Amazon hosting costs, DevOps work, or additional expenses to be designated. Our hope is that these, our hope and intent is that all three of these things will make progress over the next month, and either at the Tri-Council meeting and or at the Community Council meeting immediately after WolfCon, We'll be able to codify some of these and pass some milestones to put them into practice. There were a lot of the people who were part of those discussions are on this call today. So I think if either Paul or I have omitted a key point, if you'd like to add to them, that would be great. All right. Should we turn it over to TC?
Sure. We'll be fast so that we can have time for discussion. When I put together our hot topics, it was obviously in the context of all this other stuff that's going on. So a lot of it connects. One thing that we've started up recently is a group talking about licensing, and Maccabee is leading that, and he agreed to give a little update on that.
Sure. And I'll be brief. Yeah, we have a subgroup that's Alameda and Kevin and myself from Technical Council, and thankfully joined by Peter from Community Council. And this is really looking at third-party dependency licensing in Folio. One of the criteria that we have with new module evaluations is to make sure that third-party dependencies that we include in each module conform and are compatible with the project's licensing as a whole. And there's some interesting questions about that cause headaches every time we evaluate a new module. So our subgroup is intended to answer a bunch of questions to try to understand better what licenses from dependencies we have right now, some of those being LGPL licensed. What are some of the risks involved there as exceptions to our usual licensing? And then on a practical level, our goal is to document better for TC members doing these evaluations, how to do them reliably, consistently, efficiently, that sort of thing. We have some tools as well that assist with the process, but there are some gaps in the tools and in how we use them. So just trying to make a saner process there. I'll put some links in the chat for some details for anyone who's interested. That's it.
Thank you. And then I'll just editorialize slightly on this topic to say that, well, Maccabee's group is focused in that moment in time when something is approved. Licensing for open source software right now is definitely not static. And this issue of dual licensing with enterprise versus OSS, we're seeing this pop up with Kong, which is a big part of the Eureka platform. And so licensing is a I mean, saying it's a big problem sounds really negative, but it's a bigger question than just that moment in time, when something gets introduced to Folio. The second subgroup that we have starting up is documentation. I think that's self-explanatory enough, and that's mostly internal, making things a bit better for the TC and for developers. We've been working on our usual processes, and these tie in a bit to the whole maintenance topic that CC is talking about funding. We've been updating our officially supported technologies for Umbrella Leaf. This is a normal activity for us, but this does generate work for teams. We're also exploring the idea of right now we do module evaluations for new modules. But we're exploring going back and evaluating modules that were introduced before we started doing that process. And those evaluations potentially could also introduce maintenance requests. And so both the licensing and maintenance issues really intersect with the larger topics. And I guess I just wanted to also bring up that sometimes when we undertake these normal activities of ours that generate maintenance work, people can get a little riled up about this because it is generating work and that does cost money. But that one thing to think about, especially as we talk about, you know, we want more contributions or like how we balance all the this request that we've made of TC to have standards and enforce them, and the autonomy that we want groups to have and where costs lay and how we think about all that. So that is our update.
Jen, thanks for that. A quick question. Is documentation, is it only technical documentation, or is it also end user facing? Who's
Technical.
the documentation for?
It's to make it easier for teams to find things that we do. So for developers.
Any other questions or comments on the TC update? All right. Then I think we have some time now from this assembled group. Is any for two big questions. One is general discussion on the state of the community and project. And then two, leading into some agenda planning for post-WolfCon, both a tri-council meeting and individual council meetings. So why don't we start with the first? Are there any kind of general reactions from members of the councils or guests from the community at large in terms of are there things you don't see or things you'd like to add some additional perspective or consideration to? Jim?
I guess from TC, we met to talk about the different Folio futures proposals yesterday. And so I guess a question from us, and maybe you answer this, is sort of what how this proceeds. Like, will there be some kind of cross-council group working on this? Does it just stay in CC or what that will happen? And what kind of, I guess, what kind of interaction do you want from us?
Well, one of the great opportunities of the tri-council meeting is that this is designed to bring visibility, and we're hoping that I think we're expecting that the problem statements, the solutions to explore, and a statement on a better future state are all things that we would be able to codify at Wolf, either by WolfCon or more likely at WolfCon at the tri-council meetings or afterwards. So, we were part of the theory on this is if we can, many solutions and many initiatives have been proposed, but they don't all necessarily address the same set of concerns. And what we wanted to start off with is making sure that there was a common understanding and consensus set of issues that we're trying to address. So that's really the first milestone that we're trying to pass. Once we do that, I think we're envisioning that there's a need and capacity in the community to pursue multiple opportunities for enhancements at the same time. So Jeremy, who has dropped off, but has been passionate and articulate about can we do better on AWS costs? There's no reason we couldn't pursue that at the same time we're looking at, say, a membership campaign or trying to move forward with line item contributions from hosted service providers. And I think all of that should, I think we're anticipating that those will be major topics on Friday, September 26th in St. Louis, Kansas City. Damn, I keep doing that. Sorry, Jesse, and colleagues from Kansas City and St. Louis.
Just go to the right city.
Any other, Jen, thanks for that. Any other comments or questions? Okay, why don't we pivot to specific topics that would really benefit from council attention at WolfCon? Building off of Jen's question and my response from the last one, I think the reviewing the how we establish a software marketplace or approaches to collaborative resourcing of software development and maintenance is definitely one of them, as well as specific planning around the membership and I think quite likely the line item contributions, which overlaps pretty significantly with membership. Are there other topics that are useful or appropriate to surface at the Tri-Council meeting? Wayne?
Thanks, Tom. I'm curious with respect to the discussion of AWS hosting costs, whether a conversation about what the commitment of the community to support CI/CD and development efforts from an operational perspective is or should be, and if that's a topic that we need to discuss, or if that's something that is better sort of addressed in particular in the community council.
Thanks, Wayne. Todd?
Following up on that, also some question about like, do we know where the what aspect of the AWS costs is seems to be out of balance? Is it kind of elevated across, or are there particular areas? I don't know. Maybe that's a little too in the weeds for that meeting. I yield to Wayne.
I think I was maybe gonna go where you just went, Todd, to say I'm not sure the Tri-Council wants to be auditing AWS invoices in our time together. But rather just what's our commitment as a community to supporting CI/CD and operations for development support.
Jen?
This sort of aligns with what Wayne is saying. I guess if, to me, it feels important to keep the software development marketplace and maintenance separate, just so that one doesn't drown out the other. Yeah, is that, I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Jen. Wayne, would you like to de-acronymize CI/CD? Oh, sorry. Julian has already done this in chat, as has Todd. Great. As has Simeon, as has Wayne.
Thank you, everyone. I do have a question or a thought. The issue of, I feel like when at the community council this week or the last time we talked about also s ongoing support for existing modules. And I don't think, and that's sort of like, what would the ongoing model be? I feel like, was that Mike's proposal? Or just some version of that? I know that's a big deal for a lot of folks. Just how do we come up with whether it's a funding model or just a general commitment model for supporting various modules, going forward?
Thanks, Alexis. I think under the general software development marketplace, which may be an imperfect term, that definitely fits. Mark?
Hello, everyone. And I also wanted to mention that today is National Red Wine Day. So cheers to everyone. But this is not why I wanted to, this is not why I raised my hand. I wanted to address Wayne's comment about CI/CD. Currently, EBSCO is paying for a team of DevOps engineers. There are four of them who are supporting all of development activities. This team is called Kitfox, and they regularly provide sprint updates, sprint demos. You're more than well, everyone is more than welcome to attend. I believe Peter is already attending those regular meetings. In that sprint review session, they present the AWS cost updates, okay? And we can go into as many details as necessary. Also, when I'm not sure if you're aware, about a year ago, there was another group formed, AWS Cost Management Group, and it may make sense for you to join it and attend their regular meetings.
Thanks, Mark. I think as I was, I think what I was, I think the question I was asking is if our AWS costs are exceeding our revenue, is it a topic that the council should talk about, whether it is a commitment of the Folio community to provide the infrastructure that we are currently not able to afford, which you know, if it is, then great, then we have to find a way to afford it, and that may involve cost mitigation, and it may involve raising more revenues or whatever. But you know, that's is it something that we as a community say, yes, actually, it's our job to provide, what is a significant amount of compute in order to support this? I think that's the question that I was wondering if it is something that we should talk about at WolfCon. Not the question of whether the cost could be better managed or whatever. Just like, is it our job?
Thank you for clarification. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Mark, I know I believe you were involved in both. There were at least two sets of discussions on AWS. One was managing the costs and predicting those to better calibrate to the community budget. And then there was also some discussions after WolfCon last year about shifting, I think addressing the philosophical question that Wayne's asking is who's on the hook or who should own costs? Because how we're paying for it is not necessarily how we've grown up doing things is not necessarily how we want to do things going forward. I think this is a tri-council discussion or one that spans multiple councils, though I'm happy to be corrected. Is there a group that would be, I know Jeremy has stepped off and he's has experience and passion about this, but is there a group of people who might be able to shape a discussion at the tri-council meeting on Friday the 26th that we could volunteer? Mark, I called your name. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think you know who's been part of the discussions.
I'd love to participate it on September 26th, but I'll have to attend my daughter's wedding. So
Priorities.
I'd be happy to do it, Tom.
Stephen, thank you. And are there other people who've been working on this? Do we know? This is a good chance to just characterize what the issue may be, or if there are current recommendations to bring them forward.
I mean, I think
I
has been the
Sorry, please go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry, I just I, Yogesh was the ones preparing those spreadsheets, I think. So that might be somebody to reach out to. And maybe Peter Murray knows more.
Thanks, Jen. Stephen, were you going to reply before Simeon? And Simeon has his hand up.
No, I didn't have a reply. I'm sorry, did I miss a question?
No, I thought you and Jen may have spoken at the same time, but it
No,
was maybe
no.
someone else. Simeon?
So after last WolfCon, Mark, Sean, Christopher, and I spent some time discussing issues around the letter we sent to development partners about how to shift some of the costs from central to be aligned and in a scalable way with the development teams, which essentially one of the problems we have in the AWS funding model is that we have this sort of vague commitment from the community to support any development team with certain environments, but yet the choice to set up a development team is not a community choice. That's from outside partners, which led to a sort of a shocking increase when EBSCO ramped up work for the Library of Congress and paid for more dev teams. That, of course, that time has passed, but I think the sort of philosophical issue that Wayne brings up still remains and is unresolved. And the truth of the matter is, as Mark said, is while we looked at some expenses and thought about shifting them to the vendors, EBSCO in particular, with funding the KitFox team, is supporting a lot of work to support the whole community that hasn't been accounted for or paid for by the community. So if you sort of address one, how can you not also think about the other? And there was no solution in the discussion. And I just like to give Mark an opportunity to say whether he thinks I fairly characterize that, because of course I was coming from one side.
Perfectly said, Simeon. Thank you.
Okay, so this, thank you, Simeon, Mark, Stephen, and others. It sounds like we've got the makings of good framing. Mark, it sounds like you are a key player in many of these discussions and won't be at WolfCon. But maybe for those of us who are at WolfCon, we can make sure there's common understanding and surface potential items. Maybe everything could be, there could be an enhancement to the current situation before WolfCon, or we could set things up for continued discussions and progress afterwards.
I will be at WolfCon, but not on the last day, not on
Oh,
Friday.
not on Friday.
I'm leaving
Oh,
on
interesting.
Tuesday, yeah.
Okay.
We'd be happy to put your daughter's wedding at the reception at WolfCon.
All right, let's do that.
Jesse, we're still looking for registrations, right? We need
Yeah.
about 30 more registrations for the budget. Jen?
I guess I also just still had a question about the, and the AWS discussion brings this up for me too. The amount of money that we're giving AWS is a lot, but it is not as much as several experienced developers' salary. And the amount that we're talking about getting from the line items, it looks like there was some speculation of $100,000 at some point, which is also not that much money. So I guess I'm just thinking about like how, as we talk about these kinds of changes, how we're projecting the money part and what realistic expectations are around that and how we're going to work through that again, I guess.
Jen, I think you're very good at asking good questions. I do know some of some of those questions were raised last year, and maybe because those are hard questions, that's one of the reasons that an easy answer or an answer didn't present itself. I don't know if the people who've worked on that will can say more, but I think those will all have to be part of the whole calculus and one of the reasons we need to consider membership, financial responsibilities, in-kind contributions, all holistically. And Simeon has made a comment in Slack or in chat. Excuse me. Okay. Stephen, thank you for volunteering to wrangle this for the Tri-Council meeting. Does this give you enough in terms of topics and key players?
I think so, yes.
Fantastic. Are there any other topics that any member of the council or any member of the community would like to see addressed in post-WolfCon meetings? Jen.
Sorry, it's the last thing, I promise. I don't know how far Maccabee's group will get between now and Wolfcon, but it does seem possible that they might be in a place where they're ready to elevate some of that licensing stuff again. And it might need some discussion, just because it really crosses the technical and business lines.
Great. Maccabee.
That makes sense. I had a separate suggestion. It might be good as part of our Wolfcon meeting to do a little bit of accountability relative to the things we said last year that were some of our goals for the year, which we're already doing with many of these line items, but I just mean to be a little bit more, sure about whether we've dropped anything. And the reason I say that is that a lot of the things we talk about periodically, we talk about periodically, right? We continue the conversations and don't quite end them, or they get stuck, and it leads to new conversations that don't necessarily have to happen if we were able to declare either victory or defeat on the old questions, right? So in particular, some of these possibilities of things that we could do to improve sustainability of the project and use funding towards various goals, some of these become easier or harder depending how likely it will be to actually ever get that funding. And I'm not trying to be a downer, I'm just trying to be realistic. If we see that the likely trajectory of the budget is maybe growing as the line items suggest, but not more broadly than that, that might stop us from having some of the conversations that we're trying to have, or vice versa. But I think we can answer that by closing the loop a little bit on some of last year's conversations.
Thanks, Maccabee. Is there a particular, are you thinking maybe of notes from each? Did all the councils meet last year? And were there notes, or were you think it was, I'm not, was there an omnibus kind of summary that was produced that might be helpful to resurface in advance?
I was thinking mostly of the Tri-Council meeting, and I know that, or yeah, I wasn't thinking of a particular document. I was thinking of some of these issues that I know CC in particular sort of took on, coming both after last year's Wolfcon and after the summit, with like a well-defined list of things, to work on. But it certainly does apply to the other councils as well, but I think for TC at least, we were a little less structured about it.
Alexis, great job. I think, oh wait, I was just posting this. Great idea. Thank you, Maccabee. We can look at that to see if that helps for restructuring for this year. If there are any other top, we have yet to set up an agenda page for Wolfcon, but once we do, the chairs will circulate that, and people can add things. I would suggest if you come up with a topic between now and then, please put it into the Tri-Council Slack channel. If you're not in the Tri-Council Slack channel, then you should join it, or go ahead and add it as a to this Confluence page that we're looking at, that we've been looking at. Are there, I have one more small item, but before we get to that, are there any other topics that people would like to suggest for a month from now? All right, Jesse,
Yes.
you have news, which I know has been shared in some places. I don't know if it's been shared everywhere, and we have a lot of people who you have worked with and have worked with you. Can I ask you to share your news?
Sure. Wolfcon's coming up. I've got different news.
Your personal news.
I think that's enough.
Starting September 11th, I will no longer be at Cornell University. I'll be at Binghamton University as the Senior Assistant Dean for Collections and Technology Services, which is a really cool opportunity, though I'm leaving Cornell after 30-some years here. So that's a little daunting as well. But that's going to really drop me out of folio work for a while, as Binghamton is an Alma library. At least we'll see what I can do to maybe get my hands in whatever decisions SUNY makes around that. And maybe I'll be back. But I am planning to stay involved in Open Library Foundation related work and probably WolfCon planning and things like that. So I'm hoping to see many of you many times in the future.
So first off, Jesse, thank you. I will be the first to say, but not the only one to say, you have been a tremendous contributor to Folio and the community, and you brought a lot of people in. You've done a lot of great work. So if people have emojis, they should activate them or use their chat.
Thank you.
I think this works. There. Oh, there we go.
This is my second month, I guess, of not being on product council since 2018 or something like that. So.
Jesse, you've mentioned at least two areas where you continue to be involved. So one is you have been the senior program officer for the Open Library Foundation, helping work on WolfCon for the last several years. And there are always opportunities for contribution there. If people are interested in picking up some of the areas or filling behind Jesse, you should please talk to Jesse. The other area is that Jesse is the official Folio manager. So for under the Open Library Foundation, that is officially incorporated as a single member of Limited Liability Corporation or SMLLC. And Folio is, Jesse is the person who officially signs contracts for Folio. And he will be transitioning out of that role in the coming month. At Community Council on Monday, we announced that we will be having this is a Community Council responsibility. We'll be calling for interested candidates. Paul and I will be meeting immediately after this, and we're going to distribute a nomination form. And then that will go to CC by next Friday, so a week and a day from today. And if we have more than one interested candidate, we'll have we'll go through a selection process with CC. So if anyone is interested in that, there's a little bit of advertising. If anyone is interested in that, you can read the text that Jesse provided that Paul and I will distribute, or you could talk to Jesse about the responsibilities and then respond to the form.
I just want to say it's been a wonderful pleasure working with all of you all this time, and hopefully I get to again.
And right, and as Thomas says, we're expecting SUNY to be joining Folio in the next, you have a couple of years.
I'll have 0 to 3% say in it, probably.
All right, I think we can, if there are no other comments, we can declare success and see many of you in person in Kansas City in a month.
Great. Everyone, thanks, bring everybody. A present for Mark's daughter.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. Bye.
Thanks,
all.
Thank you.
Bye.